Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305. And right now, I got a special guest in the building. I know it ain't no Lucci, goddammit. I know y'all think it's Lucci, goddammit. But I'm going to let him introduce himself, man. Who I got in the building, bruh?
Yo, what they do, Trey Plus? It's your boy, man, Darren Murphy. You hear me? The CEO of South Diamond Productions, what it is.
Man, I'm chilling, bruh. Appreciate you for wanting to come on the show, man. What's been up with you, man?
Already know, you feel me? Just lately, just been trying to, you know, focus on myself, you know, focus on growth, my health, you know, just trying to take my production company to the next level. You know, it's funny how we both, you know, met each other grinding, you feel me? So I'm glad, you know, God aligned this up for us to make this interview happen.
Yeah, that's true, man. What the people don't know, man, on the They Say I'm Blunt show, I met Murphy while he was filming a movie at my job.
Yeah, that's real, that's real.
True story. I met him while he was filming a movie. Listen. And then I was like, hold on, man, I know you. I follow you already. Like, I already follow him, and I was like, damn. I got to link up with you because I got a podcast. I just started off a podcast. I think that was like around season two I met you. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, we here today, though. You feel me?
We here, man. So, Murphy, man, hey, tell me a little bit more about yourself and where you was raised and how did we get to this point of you having this production company? Because, dog, you making movies, dog. And then, like, not only that, like the last few posts that I seen you posted on IG, I seen you have Fulio with you. So shit, they gonna be calling you Fulio cameraman.
That's crazy. That's real though, man. Shit, I probably just start from the beginning then. So, you know, just growing up and shit, I grew up in Lauderdale, you feel me? 954 Broward County, all that good shit.
Shout out to Broward County.
Yo, you know, raised by a single mom and things of that nature. You know, so I've always been into, you know, performing arts school and things like that. So when I went off to college, at first I was majoring in accounting, but I wasn't happy. You feel me? I felt like my purpose wasn't fulfilled. And in the back of my mind, I always knew that I wanted to be a performer. You feel me? Because I was performing in middle school and high school. So that's when I did the whole transition of, you know, switching my major from accounting to theater. And from, you know, the theater productions, I started shooting, like, small, short films. You know, I won a couple film festivals. And, you know.
That's dope.
Yeah, appreciate that, fam.
Congratulations, too.
Appreciate that. So, yeah, so I had a few little content out there. I put a few commercials out there in the world. And when I was graduating college, I wanted to start a production company so that I could shoot my own films instead of, you know, just waiting on the whole process of auditioning for movies and things like that. So instead of just waiting on them auditions, I could just be ditching out my own movies and, you know, building my own fan base. And by the time I, you know, do make my big role or something like that, I already got content, you know, already built my fan base. And you know, it's just good reps, you know, it's just like exercising. So
yeah,
that was the whole thing for me.
Yeah, that's dope, bro. Yeah, man. You been on a journey, bro.
That's real. Been on a journey, for real. You know, I've been, like, really on a life journey before I got here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it in the beginning stages of your story. So,
yeah, you feel me?
I want to go back to 2018 because, like, right now we playing Lucci, YFN Lucci, Go Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you requested.
Yeah.
The people that listen to my show, they know when I do interviews with people that's not artists, I always like to take them back to when they started to become innovative. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's what I like to say. I like when people become innovative. So I'm taking them back mentally in the time machine. And right now I'm taking Murphy back to 2018. I want you to tell these people about how life was in 2018, but we about to get ready to go to another segment.
Right.
So I'm gonna play this Lucci out for a second, and then we gonna go to another segment, y'all.
Too many fake niggas out here, what the world coming to? Yeah. Too many fake bosses, little niggas speak when spoken to. Yeah. I've been fighting demon lately, so y'all don't know what I've been going through. Yeah, now nigga fed up. You know every dollar add up. I can't afford to let up, so I can't afford to fuck up.
Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt Show.
Yo, we back.
Yo, Murphy. Yeah, what so we gonna carry over and piggyback over from the last segment. Take me back to 2018 when you was bumping this song, Go Crazy, dog. Take me back to that mind phase. Like, take me back. Take us back, man. What you was going through?
So, you know, December 2017, I had just graduated from college and everything, you know, so I was going to FAMU in Tallahassee. So, you know, I moved back home, back down to Broward in 2018. And, you know, the business was still in the worst of being, okay, brought about the camera. We still thinking about buying the camera and all that. So the first 3 months of 2018, it was like, you know, I was discouraged a little bit because things was moving slow, you know, but, you know, we kept faith and then we was able to accumulate, you feel me, a couple thousand and we ended up getting our business, started the production company. And,
That's dope. Congratulations for that too.
That's real. Appreciate that. And, I just, you know, when you like a first time business owner, it's not just easier with you, you know, getting out there in that water and just think you're finna get all these clients, you feel me? So it's very important for, you know, young entrepreneurs to know that, hey, you gotta keep your head on the swivel, you gotta, you know, use the motivation, remember why you started the business and things of that nature. Because like for my first couple months, I wasn't getting booked, you feel me? I had to do a couple free shoots and all of that, you feel me, just to get our company name out there. But
Had to put in that work. My dog was in that mud.
I was really in that mud. Like, and that's where you really build character. You build growth right there. And,
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, you build character. You see where all your mistakes at. You got to go through the trials and errors. You got to go through people playing with your money. You feel me? If your paperwork ain't right, you're going to go through all of that. So.
Yep.
You just gotta be on point and protect yourself at the end of the day. And, you know, just remember why you started in the beginning.
And that's real, bro.
That's real.
That's real, dog. So, Murphy, you got this production company that done got off the feet. Like, tell us about the beginning, like, when you first started thinking about it. Because you was an accountant first, right?
I was an accountant first.
So, tell us, what made you switch lanes on people?
You know, I did 2 years in college as an accountant. You feel me? It's like, and I've always been like a person. I felt like numbers was easy to me and shit like that. But it's just like, at the end of the day, you feel me? You got to be happy. You got to be motivated behind what you do.
Yep.
And, I made that switch. And, you know, so I've been acting a couple years. And, now being that I got the production company, that forces me more to, okay, now I'm a cameraman now. Now I have to be the director now, you feel me, in order for this business to, you know, to really take off. So not only am I acting, I'm also doing the directing and, you know, the camera work.
And how long you been doing this? How long this company been born? And what's the name of the company? The people will want to know.
Okay, well, my company is South Diamond Productions. We started back in March 15th, to be exact, of 2018. I'll never forget, you know, when I was, you know, registering my account and getting my LLC together and all that. And then I'll buy my equipment March 15th, 2018. I'll never forget. So,
March 15th. Mm-hmm. 2018. The rose grew out the concrete. And I had posted something like that on the Day Sound Blunt podcast page on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some real ass shit. That's some dope ass shit.
Yeah, bro. I remember. You had to be there. You feel me?
I know y'all was happy as hell that day, bro. I know it was like it happened fast, ain't it?
it was a dream come true. You feel me? It's like, and God had put me in that position to accept that blessing. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely come with the work, though. It definitely come
it
with
does. It. I bet it does, because there's a lot of cameramans out here that's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? But hey, right. I seen you right. with Fulio. I seen you with Wavy Navy and them boys doing Wavy Navy right. pool video. Yep. Tell me, what separates your company from a lot of other production companies?
I think for me, like how me and my team approach the game is like we more on a like a cinematic scale. You know, remember I told you I'm an actor, so most of my vision, most of my mind is on cinematic, like that cinematic look. You know, a lot of modern cameramen, you know, I feel like they just do a couple of shoots in front of a little building, have a couple of people out, you know. But it's like me, I always want to come with that storyline. I always want to have that protagonist, that antagonist, like let us see what the story really means, you feel me? And I feel like the story got to have a climax, you feel me? So for me, it's just building that storyline. That's what makes us different, you feel me? We're all about cinema.
Plus you got that red. Plus you got that red.
I'm telling you.
Only people that know about real cameramans know about that red. I ain't gotta say no more. Hey, listen, y'all. We got South Diamond Productions in the building.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate that.
And we about to this is only the second segment. We about to go to a third segment, y'all, goddammit. So, we gonna go ahead and play that Lucci, because on March 15th, 2018, the Rose came out the concrete, goddammit, and my dog was popping bottles, goddammit. I don't know if he popped bottles, I don't know what he was doing, but I know I would have been popping bottles, goddammit.
Hey, great day, I'm telling you.
So, we gonna let this Lucci go crazy, take us to the next segment. Cause that boy Murphy and South Diamond Productions going crazy, goddammit.
Too many fake niggas out here, what the world coming to? Yeah. Too many fake bosses, little niggas beat when spoken to. Yeah. I've been fighting demon lately, so y'all don't know what I've been going through.
Hey gang. What happened, my nigga? What happened, my brother? It's that pain depression shit, right?
Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt Show. Hey, we got South Diamond Productions in the building, goddammit.
Yo, what it is? They say I'm blunt.
Yo, talk your shit.
I'm telling you, we keeping it blunt on They Say I'm Blunt podcast. I'm glad y'all tuned in.
Hey, right now we playing that Coley P, Locked Up One. Hey, I got crunk when you said you did Coley P, dog. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Coley P. Go ahead.
We shot that book, Coley P. I think that was when we first got in the game, in a sense. I think, like, within our fifth or sixth month of, you know, being in the game, we shot with Coley P, him and Gate Gate. And we had a little production as well, you feel me? Y'all need to check that out on YouTube. Them boys put some cheese behind it, and, you know, we made it happen.
That's some dope-ass shit. I bet y'all ain't know that boy had Coley P, so now he got... All right, we gonna say he had Coley P under his belt. He got Wavy Navy Pool under his belt. And you did Fulio.
Yeah.
Hey, that's some dope-ass shit. Any other artists you did? If you can remember the artists.
We done shot with Gutter Twins. I done shot with Jimmy Levy. I don't know if you're sure if you're familiar with Jimmy Levy, but we shot with him.
No, I never heard of him, but we'll check him out. Shout out to that boy.
Yeah, for sure. I'm doing numbers. I got a bunch of little videos with JT Money as well. I shot JT Money a few times.
Shout out to that boy JT Money, man. You know I was in the JT Money video, man, with him and on that boy Sean J from Field Mob, dog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, bro. Shout out to my dog Ripster. Shout out to my dog Ripster. You shot that video?
Yeah.
You lying, bro. I was on the fucking set, bro. You lying, bro.
I swear to God.
Dog, we was at the house. You lying, bro. Yeah. I was at the house, bro. I was at the house with JT Bunny and them boys. My dog Ripster had called me. I was selling Lobster Mac. This was like in, like, what I want to say, 2018, 2019.
Like 2019.
And I was selling Lobster Mac, and I was at the barbershop. I just had got through selling some, and I had went to go get me some Kunk. And Ripster had hit me up, man, Trey, man, whatever you doing right now, stop what you doing right now, man, come pull up. I say, man, I ain't dressed to be outside, man, goddamn, man, I just wanted to make some money, man. I came outside to make some money and buy me some Kunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, God bless the Kunk, man, you know what I'm saying, who used to be up at the Flat Tops and Fade, goddamn it, goddamn. Damn, dog, God bless the Kunk, man, the best Kunk I ever had. I won't, you know. But, yeah. That's how I ended up at that JT Money video shoot because of my dog Ripster, and we was at that house, and from that house we had done went to some club called Baboons. I can't remember the club.
Uh-huh. That was it.
Yeah, we went to the club, and I remember I was standing outside, and them boys, JT Money and them boys were like, man, get in the car, man. He's standing out there looking like one of them damn fans. Hey, get in the car. Hey, that was some raw ass shit. That was one of the dopest days of my life. We met Boosie that night, my nigga. And it was so crazy because when me and Ripster, I say, damn, there go Boosie. I'm talking to Ripster. I'm like, there go Boosie. I'm already done linked up with Sean J because we all Virgos. So me, Ripster, and Sean J, we Virgos. So we already got the Virgo connection and shit. So all three of us in the club, we lit.
Yeah, we shot that in December of 2019.
That's crazy, dog. I was in that. You done made my memory go back, dog. I'm sorry for taking over the interview, dog. That's crazy, dog. Shout out to JT Money, shout out to Sean J, shout out to Ripster, shout out to Piccolo, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them boys, Poison Clan, shout out to all them boys, man. Them legends, man.
Yeah. I remember.
That's some dope shit, man.
Yeah.
You got me wanting to play that goddamn song, man. But right now, we playing that Coley P, dog. And, hey, Murphy, what I want to know is this, bro. I want to know, what type of insight would you give artists, the artists, and how they come to you, but they don't have a budget? And they need you to make an A1 video. They need you to make a successful video, an A1 video. They want the top notch videos. Like, how do you treat those type of artists? Like, or what do you have to say to them?
You know, my thing is, I feel like once I give them my prices or whatnot, as long as they come to me to where they, you feel me, they tell me, okay, we got this and that, that much amount, you feel me, then like we'll just work around it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to make the best vision that we can. And if it's nothing that we can do, you feel me, we'll just get the artist recommendation. It's like a lot of artists, they just got to learn the business first of where they putting their money at and where the money gonna be successful at. So a lot of artists, like, they come on set, they super fresh, but they ain't spend no money on their video. So it's like, what's the purpose? So
you gotta invest in yourself, man.
That's
real. So, Go ahead, bro.
So, when you coming to me with your cheese, I know that you serious, you feel me? Because I'm going to take your vision. I'm going to take it serious with you, you feel me? I'm going to make sure, like, this money is, like, the money is worth it. I'm going to make sure the money going to every department, like a light department, okay, the lens department, stabilizers, everything, set, you feel me, just so that we can have a successful video at the end of the day.
That's some real shit, bro.
Yeah.
Hey. We finna go to another segment, man. I was looking for a video, bro. I was looking for a song, goddamn it.
Oh, my God.
Because you took my memory back, dog. But you know what? I'm going to play this Coley P and send y'all to another segment.
Playing fair. All we know is sexinating welfare. Do a crime and cut your damn hair. They call them state babies. L64450, that's the shit I had to say every night on bunk store. My nigga fired his appeal cause he took it to the door. But now I'm thinking about that vet like my daddy's fucking joke.
Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. I got a family that love me and want me to do right. Oh,
JT Money. Turn it a bit.
Yeah, welcome back to the check it. I don't know what segment we're in. I think we're in the fourth segment.
Yo, we gotta straighten this out, you niggas. That's all too motherfucking long.
You
know what your
problem is, nigga? Yo, we. Hey. Nigga, I was in that goddamn video. That boy shot that video. I ain't even know that shit. That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, that's crazy. Small world.
Hey, cause like, I ain't gonna lie, that sometimes that be my fault, dog. I ain't gonna lie, cause when I'm out there, dog, like I always be alert. I always be. I ain't gonna lie, dog. I ain't a friendly person, dog.
Yeah,
I'm only friendly when I'm at work, dog. That's crazy. Oh, I gotta change that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, you know what I'm saying? That comes from my past and the shit that I've been through. You know what I'm saying? And how I, you know what I'm saying? The jungle I came from. You feel me? But man, that was dope, man. That was dope, man. That you shot that video, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that video got over a million views.
A million views. Yeah, real talk.
Damn, Trey Plus in the video that got over a million views. God damn it.
Yeah.
And not only that, South Diamond shot something that got over a million views.
That's crazy.
But what I got going on, I was just the extra in the goddamn video. Like, I wasn't like the main person. Like, I just got in the video because they was missing one person. But you know what I'm saying? Them boys, they like the nigga. Know what I'm saying? They like how, like my vibe is. Like, man, you coming to the club? And I ain't no club nigga. But you know, it's certain people who are getting me to come out the club. And Ripster got me to come out the club that night. That's my brother right there. But yeah. What is your main goal with your production company?
You know, right now, my feet in everything, like the films, the commercials, the music videos, the promotion and everything like that. But at the end of the day, my main mission was to just, you know, be a film-focused type of production company. So I just really want to be focused on like short films, big, you know, big production films and things of that nature. Yeah. You feel me?
So that's, I'm sorry. Can I interject? Yeah. So that, let's talk about the small movies. Cause you shot a movie at a high school, the high school that we met at. I don't want to put the high school out there, but the high school that we met at, how was that process and how did you get that opportunity, dog? Because that's a prestigious high school.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, it was a guy that I went to the same college. You know, we both was doing theater and things of that nature. So a lot, you know, people, you're going to learn in life, a lot of your opportunities are going to come from networking, from who you know, who know you, you feel me, and stuff like that. So, you know, I graduated college almost 3-4 years ago, and this person, they hit me up, you feel me? Hey, I got a, you know, I got a high school. They got a, you know, they want to produce a musical, and they really wanted that actual movie look to it. So, you know, we started on that musical. We shot for like 3 to 4 days. You feel me? We put in work like a couple hours each day. And
I remember.
But yeah, that experience was good, though. You feel me? That experience was good.
I remember watching them practice for it before they had you come out, and I didn't know what they was practicing for. All I know, it was serious. And all I know is they was, like, doing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They was doing Martin scenes. And I was like, damn, this dope as hell. And then next thing you know, I seen you out there. And at that point in my journey of the Day Say I'm Blunt podcast show, I was just starting out, bruh.
Yeah. But look at you now. You feel me? Down elevated. That's pressure.
That's crazy, dog. Yeah. I should have played that fucking Go Crazy again, goddammit. Goddamn, dog. Hey, shout out to that boy JT Money, goddammit. Shout out to that boy, man. We got to go back to the beginning, dog. We got to go back, dog. We got to go back to what I just was listening to, man. Hold on, man. Hold on, man. Hold on, man, on the day. Hey, Murphy, give a shout-out. Let the people know why I found this song. Let the people know what's going on with you and your production company, dog. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, man, me and my boy JT Money, we linked up, man, back in 2019. We shot a movie. That bit went crazy. Over a million views on YouTube. We went stupid with it. Y'all go check that out. The song is called Weep.
Hey, that boy went crazy, goddamn telling you. I got bitches who really hope.
and some that twerk. Got bitches who working numbers and some that move my work. Ever since a jit, I've been known to get a bitch to go all out for daddy. I'm talking gifts and shit.
You know what your problem is, nigga? Y'all weak. Dead broke and you ain't trying to get no bread. I run around these bitches, y'all tend to dick.
Yeah.
They're trying to eat you, think I'm with the wrong head.
Yeah.
Take it from an OG, handle your business.
Yeah.
Cash first, ass.
Hey, a nigga was lit that night, dog.
I remember
that night like it was nothing, bro. I had stopped at the restaurant that nobody never stopped at unless it's like 2, 3 in the morning. 0441, I ain't gonna say his name. But I stopped there. I was, you know what's crazy? I was listening to Coley P on my way back because that song didn't come out yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was listening to Coley P on my way back to the crib. I'll never forget, dog. I stopped and got me some Jamaican food, man. I went to the crib, dog. I was up to like about 6 in the morning that day. Ain't had nothing going for myself at the time.
Yeah.
I'm lying, dog. I made like about a stack that day selling Lobster Mac.
Oh, yeah. You did say you went crazy with the Lobster Mac.
I just don't be... Nah, for real, dog. It was up with that Lobster Mac, dog. You know what's so crazy? I did an interview, right? Shout out to that boy Keology, man. I did an interview with that boy Keology, man. And that boy, I saw him the other day, like probably late last month in traffic. I was going grocery shopping. And we chopped it up. He was like, I was like, man, I ain't hear you since I put you on the show, man. He's like, man, you see me right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We were chopping it up and shit. And he was like, man, we gonna start back the Lobster Mac, dog. I'm like, man.
Oh, my God.
God damn, dog. Why I can't do my goddamn podcast show, man? God damn, man. But anyway, we about to go to another segment.
Yeah, I like fun. But shit, I love fun. All in my pocket. Incoming straight profit.